tundo, Zopasanje de Kobaramboja de Bursa. They chase the Tambachula to some Gomsumje, Zumber Jevonia, Bassamba San Junchodo, Tokibangan to Tan December.
And again, in the beginning, Rinpoche asked us to give rise to a perfect bodhicitta, which consists in the thought, in order to be able to help all beings whose number is as limitless as the sky to reach the state of perfect Buddhahood, I have to strive for the practice of the Dharma by means of learning it, reflecting and meditating upon it.
Tela kan ke bar sab tambe chu jiramba ne kolo somba dekhi nyimbo temben do de namje gongder tepa chembe ju la ma ten ju le ne dorji ne yeba kan devar hipa nyimbo kore tela yang jumse som jen dor temba namja chu je par cheba teme de sur pe goy goni Tambale, Tanda, Jimson Somji Gunin Dor de Bahia Sende, Togon, Tene, Namia Jote Namia Jo Nema here.
And out of the many teachings of Dharma, Rinpoche says then today he will explain the fourth. Chapter or fourth Vajra point out of the Mahayana Uttara Tantra Shastra, which in its turn contains the intention of the teachings of the third turning of the Wheel of Dharma. And then this fourth Vajra point, which teaches the presence of the Buddha nature within beings, is divided in three sections. First, three reasons are given why Buddha nature is present within beings, then a tenfold presentation, and then the way it is obscured by obscurations is shown by means of nine examples.
Tele ta namya chui gunin dor temba tenyi la domtsikin dor temba ti ton jebari heba Shepa ton dova tang namba somre, sabje somre.
And this tenfold presentation is first given by means of a short summary, then by an extensive presentation of the individual points, and then the meaning is summarized.
Tela tambo domsik jindor tembani Movo jumde le tin jukba tang Ne kap te jin kundun robe tong Ta do manjur yun tin yir min ne Tundang yin ki gondong yin ki sa ki sabah songde
And this short summary then says Essence, cause, fruit, function, possession of the qualities, manifestation Phases, all pervasiveness, continuous unchangeability, and the inseparability of the qualities, then one should understand that these represent the as their intended meaning of these is the ultimate or the absolute sphere.
Tate tum, tate sa ujur sa sum. Tan deva re, deva de jangun, jangun lo din ta ye chi sung re, deva ting ni hii. chiring dewa yoy. Dewa te jun duga. Ose ti teng ni sabu yoba. ຊົງເຊົງໂມຕັງໂມວິຕົງຕັງຈະເລຕາປະຕົງໂມວິຕົງຕັງຈະຕົງເດວິຕົງຕັງສີເລຈະປະຕົງສີເລຈະຕົງຍືນເດຈະຊໍຕັງເດມປະຕົງກັນຊັກຍເວນຈຸປະຕົງເນກັບຈະແມງຊໍາ เซบตงเตยีนีนองกาตะกวนตรบตงตึตาตึนจรวะเมปตงยืนเตนัมนัมเบอร์เยวะเมปตงเตโดนัมเบอร์จุเนจุนีตาปกงบตงเลปนัมเบอร์เซเตเตนลาปาปายินบาคิปะรซาวเตนเดบะ
And then the commentary by the first Jamgon Kongtrul Rinpoche explains this summarized verse from the root text as follows. By means of the points essence and cause, the purity and purification are shown. And then by means of the points fruit and function, the point realization or achievement is shown. Then by means of the point which is literally just possession, it is shown that the qualities are present. And by means of the point manifestation, the different types of individuals are explained or shown. By means of the point phases, it is shown that a difference is only present with regard to the name or the, yes, the names of these. Then by the point all pervasiveness, it is shown that the Dharma Dhatu reaches everywhere or is all pervading like space. By the point continuous interchangeability, it is shown that the Dharma Dhatu is unchangeable or unchanging. And by the point inseparability or indivisibility of the qualities, it is shown that the one cannot separate the qualities from each other. And these 10 points then are to be understood in that way that by them the Dharma Dhatu, the absolute truth, is meant. The completely pure Dharma Dhatu or the absolute truth is meant, which by means of these points is explained in detail.
Ta dambu nga cho di don tsing te tsai jin dung gire. Pe ke lan dung gire, tini yin ji ke lan dung gire. Ni ke l jor ya yorwa. Dambu pe ke la tsa sum dung gire. Di kap si chiran so yin ji dung gire cho chan dung ya pu su.
Und jetzt da drin wuchi, sorry, that was German again. And now we should recite this domtik, this summarized meaning, first in Tibetan 3 times, and those who do not understand Tibetan should, so to speak, listen well nevertheless.
Top song.
Do space should be known through its nature, cause, result, and function, in dimension, through traces of pervasiveness, in alterability, and the qualities inseparability. The meaning intended by the ultimate space should be known through its nature, cause, result, function, endowment.
Jeje, ngô tang gyo yu tong, nyam tu khepa sab jeje. Deva tang se le je tong, nyi sab jeje. Denpe tong, yukpe tong, nekab je rab du yebe tong, teki nyi kuyandu drobe tong, ta tong, yura mebe tong, yuintin yer mebe tong tang, namba jere, sab je.
And so then, it follows, so to speak, the table of contents, and this is only 8 points, because the first four are each explained two and two together. So while the first one explains essence and cause, the next one explains together fruit and function, and then the following points are explained individually, which is to say possession of the qualities, manifestation, phases, all pervasiveness, continuous unchangeability, and the inseparability of the qualities.
The Jejanan in Tambo, Mo the Juyutun, Shepala, Taza Tazi, Tumong the Tembatang, Taza Movutun, Tazi Juyutun, Taza Movutun, Tazi Juyutun, Tumong the Yam the Tembatang, Sosutun said that the Sheba, Taza Tazi, Taza. Mo de Hinimbo Tang, Tazi, Juni, Sedra, Sosor Heba Tang, Number Ni, Evale, Tangbo Taza, Tazi, Tumong de Tembane.
And then it follows the common explanation of essence and cause, and this again divides in that, to say that that which is to be shown and the means of showing this are explained together, and then it follows an individual explanation of first the essence and then the cause.
Tela tambo taza tazi tumong de tembane, renche namka chuda yin ta doran yin yumumi. Chumu lakpe hirap tang tengze yingze le song hisabasongte.
And so first the essence and cause are explained together, and the corresponding verse from the root text is as follow, just like a jewel, like the sky and water, the nature is always free of the mental poisons. It arises from devotion to the Dharma, from highest discriminating wisdom, Samadhi and compassion.
Devam, Novarambuche, Movaran Yinjin number Tabatang. Novel Chetan Si, Tamala Soba, Tama Yunayan, Novarang, Movam Rangin number Tabayimbatang. Namkala lower Jetinji Taba Yunayan, Namkarang, Movam Rangin number Tabayimbatang. Chonam, Chola New Lower Jinoba Yona Yang, Chorang War Ran Yinte, then number Tapa Yimba, Pay Tayendo, Pay Somjigon in Tempare. Same Janelo, Dirhi Yimbo Te, Ran Yinja number Tapa Yimba, Pay Somjigon in Tinte, Tayin. Tayin Chip Nimbo, Pay Tayendo, Tayin Chip Nimbo, Devari Chip Nimbo, Sanjay Jinbo. Chuji Yin Chang. Dordona Chuyin Dehi Nimbo Chang. Muletama Yamare. Ta Doran Yin Chi Kuinin Yumon Betama Mijan. Ta the Trama Meba de Tambo Trama Yu. Muletama Yu. Jisa Trama Meba Chasoma Yamare. Tambo Trama mean the young Jisa Trama Yopa Tenda Wayamare. Mula Ta the Trama Mebare. Tambo Ning War and Yinja number Tabare.
And
number tapa ne number tapa ngo le chama me pa number tapa te ngo ni ji tong yin la te ngo bi tong
and then the fact that the Buddha nature is completely pure is shown by three examples, which is to say, just as a jewel is by nature completely pure, or space is by nature completely pure, or water is by nature completely pure. And Rinpoche says, a jewel may have superficial pollutions, but its essence or nature is not touched by these. And in the same way, space may be polluted by incidental clouds, for example, or such, or smoke, but its nature is never polluted by these. And water may contain mud, which is also something that does not touch its nature or essence. And then in the same way, the Tathagata Gaba, or the Dharma Dhatu, or the Buddha nature is by nature completely pure and has always been free of the mental poisons. And Rinpoche said, so the nature, this Buddha nature, is not something that has first been stained or polluted and later become pure, but it has always and inherently been pure from the very beginning. So that is then the point essence.
Tandikapso Norva Namka Chua Namrang Yinji Tape Pe Somji Goni Tene Semji Nelo Chuying Dirhi Ningbu Ngola Trama Mepa Tempar and Dordun.
And shortly speaking, then, by the examples of a jewel, of space and water, it is shown that the Buddha nature is by essence completely pure.
Tene ngola trama mina lower trama kandes songore se na lower trupe trama te tene serji ya ta nam ka tren da cho nyo kwa na yin lower ji trama re lower ji trama te ngola me be se na lower ji trama te jang le la wo yere da jang thu re
and the fact Rinpoche says that this Buddha nature is completely pure and completely free of any pollution or stain, then this is shown by the examples of a jewel of space and water who may be stained, but these stains are just incidental. In other words, they are very easy to purify or to eliminate, and they do not touch the nature.
Tina tang atu tatar jisim jinelok vesa dehi nyingbo am sim jinelok satong yemi te satong yemi jingo la yeni jama mebesena tene sim jinelok ngoma te yeni number tapare yeni number tapa yena yang lower trupe jama yere te lower trupe jama te jang na.
So, in the same way in which he says, this present nature of our mind, which is the inseparable union of which is the inseparable union of emptiness and clear light or clarity, in itself is completely free of any stains, but and has always been like that. But then in this present state it has incidental defilements or stains, and these need to be purified by means of the practice of the Dharma. Then once this is achieved, we all will have reached the state of Buddhahood.
Tena de sakchinda dzogchinji kapsu semje nelo ye ni sanje yenba. Tangbo ni sanje yenba tseng mangbo yobare. De tang di kapsu tadurang yinyi mongmi songba de tuenda chengba yobare. tangbo ni rangin je nambar taba re tene ngo ye ni sang sang je pa ngi re
then in the Mahamudra or Mahaati tradition it is often said that the nature of the mind has since ever been Buddha and this Rinpoche says is so to speak the same meaning as if it is when it is said here that the Buddha nature has always or since ever been completely free of all stains or pollution.
Rinpoche
says some people think that the teaching that the nature of the mind has since ever been Buddha is only contained within the teachings of the Vajrayana, Mahamudra or Mahaati and is not contained within the Sutrayana teachings. And the fact that here in this Trilama it is taught that the nature of the mind has since ever been without any pollution proves the contrary. And by these two verses which say that just like a jewel, the sky and water are by nature pure, in the same way the Buddha nature is completely free of all pollution, these two verses explain the point essence.
Tene jui ton de chumi lakpa hirap tang
And then by the last two lines, which say it arises from devotion to the Dharma, from highest discriminating wisdom, from samadhi and compassion, then these explain the point cause.
Kāp su jyō yé xé gā yō rē, jyō yé tē lōvār jī trāma jāngzī jī jyō rē mā tō sāng jē zī jī mēne nye lī jī jyō mā rē, lōvār jī trāma jāngzī jī jyō rē.
And the point cause in this context is to be understood that these four mentioned are nothing but the causes which purify the incidental stains. Or the incidental pollution, they do not act as causes for the so to speak bringing about of Buddha of the state of Buddha.
Deyang thikpa chenpu chula mepa te jo tangpo re. Thikpa chenpu chula mepa me na tene devar khikpu nyingpu drimsi je trama te tsawa ni jang to kuma re te se na. Jo tangpo te tekpa chenpi chula mepa re. Dami te kanka nyambu kiya narwa. Yagaduwa. Dami tope hirao. Dami tope hirap te jo nyepa re. Deva tan tenpa tingin zin tse mepa te jo sumpa re. Semjin la mekpi nyingje chenpo. Tseva nyingje chenpo te jo yepa re. Nyingje chenpo namne. Lohur je trama takpar sepe jo yenke. Lohur Same Nelo was at the Hinning Bola, Mola Trama, mean a young lower trooper Trama Yore, that lower trooper Trama, Takbar Sepam, Janzi, Jiju Yinke. Lower trooper Trama, Janzi, Jiju Yapo, Telechip and Ever the Carre. Then Namle Suan, the Tokwa Sancho, the Hibber Sau, Tokwa Sancho, then in Devis and Jid. Takes away.
So the first purifying cause is devotion, and with Dharma is here meant the Mahayana Dharma, because Rinpoche says if one doesn't have devotion to the Mahayana Dharma, one is not able to purify all the stains completely. Then the second is the second purifying course is the discriminating wisdom, which realizes emptiness. And then the third purifying course is the samadhi. And this is the samadhi which is endowed with happiness or bliss. And the fourth is the compassion for all sentient beings, which is focused on all sentient beings.
Ta lo ntrupi trima jansi je jekye de kare se na tikin ji chile meba toni topi kira dami topi kira wa toni topi kira tingin zin deyan deva de tembe tingin zin nying ji chenpo de ye de lo ntrupi trima jansi ji jekye re jekye po te yo na ten lo ntrupi trima jang tu re jekye po te matang na jang tu kumare.
So to put this shortly, Rinpoche says, then the four causes which purify the incidental stains of delusion are devotion towards the Mahayana Dharma, the discriminating wisdom which realizes emptiness or the non-existence of the self, the samadhi which is endowed with happiness or bliss, and compassion for all sentient
beings.
Taza Taza ngowi ton dan tazi ju ton heba nile, tangbo taza ngowi ton ne, to dan yin do mungyur tang, lemba ngowi rin yin sir. Dada, nobu rin jin ka, chu yin din chun do yin ki saba song.
And now, in the following, that which is to be purified and the means of purification are shown separately. And first, that which is purified, or in other words, the point essence. And the corresponding verse is... Since, and this is now three aspects that will be explained, since it possesses power, since it does not change into something else, and since it possesses the essence of humidity, these have qualities which are, or have features which correspond to the qualities of a precious jewel, of the sky and of water.
Tam kondu kipa rangin sombo sosu tsini le tsamdi kye na rangin sombo chuko tegi ni rek somre chuko rangin tegi ni ki rangin rek ki rangin somre ta tis sombo te kye na chuko ne si kipa kaji chujin rindel ta jo chuko ne chik sena ya poin chuko ne Chukane yiginji nobu rambu che dang chun tuin de sambe ton tam je yigin dun rupa la sobe totan denbise. Hyajan dena chukane sambe ton tam je yigin dun rupa samba yin dun rupa la sobe totan denbise na yiginji nobu rambu che dang chun tsongpar. Tajur ko na chukane chujin Yiginji nobu rinpo che dan chun tunpa am rawa yin de sanpe tong tam chi yigin dun dropa la sope to la to tang denpa nipa den denpise.
And with these, there are shown three aspects, which are the Dharmakaya, the suchness, and the disposition to Buddhahood. And the first is the Dharmakaya, which says, given the Dharmakaya, it has features which correspond to the qualities of a wish-fulfilling gem, since it possesses the power which fulfills the wishes, all wishes, just as they are.
That the yin yin and negap tamje, the rangin yin the major of a ser Namka da chunton, as ever a ta. Tajur gona the yin yin ne hippocas chujinre. Negap tamje, the rangin yin the major of a chair hippa de ten segre. Namka da chunton, as it did. Namka da chunton, you go near chunton badobari. The yin yin chujin. Namka dan chun tun ba yin de ne kap tam je do rang yin yin do mjur ba se ta jo kon de ta ten dong se na ne kap tam je do rang yin yin do jo ra me be jum tin la ten de ten se ki de yin yin namka dan chun tun ba te ma
and the second is the suchness and since the suchness throughout all different phases does not change into another nature. It has features which correspond to the qualities of space. And Rinpoche says if one puts that into a logical argument, then the suchness would be the ground of proof. And then that which is to be proved is that it has qualities which correspond to those of space. And the reason is that throughout all different phases, it does not change into another nature.
Yang rig ne kiba rig kiba kabzo chujin tenpa re. Semchen tamche la chape chape nyingji lenpa dan chepa ngowo yinpa seri kiba di tenchik tenpa re. Ta chu yun ten ta chun tenpa nyingdo rigpar sawo dupza re. Ta jor ko na rig ne chujin yin. Chu yun ten ta chun tenpa yinde. Semjin tamje la chape nyingji lenba, nyingji lenba da jepe ngoyin beser.
And the third is the disposition to Buddhahood. And since this disposition has a nature, the essence of which pervades all beings with the humidity of compassion, then it has features which correspond to the qualities of Buddha. And if one puts that into a logical argument, then one can say the suchness has qualities which correspond to those of water because it pervades all beings with the moistening humidity of compassion.
Tenea, the Tanda chuko te yinyi rik songka la ngô la trima meba te yang rinchi namka chu songka ke yang tingre. Tumong to yang tingre.
And then the common, what is common to all of these three aspects, the Dharmakaya, the suchness, and the disposition, is that their nature is completely free of all stains, and this also corresponds to the examples of a precious jewel, of space or the sky, and of water.
Tazi, you don't hear a la, such a new over it. Pans a drip a year pons or tongue, name but jerseys, your sort is such a new.
And the second then is the explanation of the cause, which is the means of purification, and that also comes in two parts, which is first that which is to be eliminated, and secondly the antidote by which that which is to be eliminated is, how this is done, so to speak.
Tele tambo panza drepa ye ponzor ne chula kondro dakta tang korv donga chinji tang semchen tona tumi ni deji mate ni tu tang ranzon nam je drep nam ye ki sabasong.
And the first which describes that which is to be given up or eliminated, then the verse which belongs to that is hostility towards the Dharma, a view which asserts the existence of the self, fear of the suffering of samsara, and lack of concern for the welfare of beings are the four obscurations of those who are dominated by great desire, of the Tirthikas, the Shravakas, and those who are self-sprung or the Pratyeka Buddhas.
Sipit deva dhoban dhoba simjin tang, sipit deva la khenja panvan dhoba, tang. Nika mdoba, sipa tang sitra nika mdoba somya pari. Ta ti jyoy la somya drapa namba, ti jyoy la somya, jyoy sejate, ti teta ki jyoy la, semji jyoy la jyoya, drapa te kare, drapa, drapa panza namba yere, panza namba yere, panza namba yere kare, tekpa chenpa chula kongtrawa, tekchenji chula magawa, tekpa chenpa chula kongtrawa, te kongtru drapare. Kanza la sope dada tawa, kanza la sopa se jete kanza ka dada tawa, chuji dada tawa, kanza la sope dada tawa, dagdadam. De Panza Drapa Nibare. Corbett Donga Jin Jingne. Corbett Donga Jirangito, Samte, Corbett Dongal and Jingne. Rang Chipu Hivata Deva Tabandava. Chitan Tekwa Chimbe Lola Yang, Le Tambo Pacapso, Corbett Donga Gom Gogre, Tato Donga Gom Gomare. Then in Corbett Donga Jin Jing Tato Donga Gomna Donga Jin Jingne. Corbett Donga Jin Jigba Latin, the rank Jigbu Hip de Togan Dona de, de Sanji Jigoma Tok Togumare, the Nidabare. Same change a tone, a tuba meba. Same change a tone, a tuba meba, sejete, same change a tone, dundo meba. Rank Hip de Drobare Mato, same change a tone, droba la madupa. Same change a tone, madropa. T. Draba, draba yereta. Draba number te. Tepa mepa teta korem chetava yendo Sipan dhepa rikhepa Tang khovar ngepa loma Dhechenpa tang Dhechenpa sedu Sipa deva kona li hengjeng cha deva telan dhechenpa sedu Sidra dojan thap mayinpa li shopa Sipa le travan do na yang Sipa le trazi je thap Thap yang takpa la ma yog par Tap main bala yoga, tap sinja lo do yoga de metek parisomare. Kain sena, metek but data tava imbe sena, sipet savam, corbet sava data re, then in ka, metekin data tana, then in corbet sava danza impang togumare, danza impang matope sena, then it tap main bala yoga re. Sidran dojen, sipa le travan dojen. Sidran do te tap main balikupa medek badang Sipa le travan dojang Sipan kova le travan dojang tablikupa de carre tablo kyoba nyin tu dang rang sanje nye re. Rang sanje namje. Kare se na, nyin tu dang rang sanje nam sepa le trawan do de tablo kyoba re. Jumtse kare se na, sipa tsawa, korpa tsawa te, tene danzen re. Danzen ki nyenpo dami tope hirap gombar sepa se na, tablo kyoba re. Rang sanje namje, devyen kikpa nyingpo, De yin kik bin ying bo, devar kik bin ying bo, sanje ji ying bo. Semji nilu wesa de kik ying bo, ngondo mjurwa. Ngondo mjurwa la kek ji yo gore. Kek drapa naba yin yin de. Kek mina ngondo jugare, kek drapa naba ye. Kanon la ten de tene ngondo majaware. Tenya drapa tangbu chuka tsangwa tamba la de. Deva te. Sāṁvā, tāṁbā, dā tāṁbā, devā tāṁbā, tākvā tāṁbā yē rē, tāṁbā yē tē lā dhīvgā yē rē. Tāṁbū chūlā, tīkvā chēmbū chūlā kōṅ rōvā tī, chūkā sāṁvā tāṁbā tōpā lā dhīv. Nīpā kāṁsā kā dā dā tāvā tī, dā tāṁbā lā dhīv. Sūmbā, dhīnī, sēmchīn jē tōnglā, kōrvā tōngā jē rāng yīn sāṁ tē, sēmchīn jē tōnglā, Rani Kirti Topan Dobati, Deva Tambalate. Yeba, same change at only Tuba Mabati, Yebe Chuka Takwa Tambala, Debar Sija. Tenam Takwa Sebe Jone, Tambet Chula, Lakbar Muba Namdang, Last of a day, Hirab Japaru the Simbatang, Tingins in Temeba, the Ninji Jimbo, De. Lanje chun and namba yibotini. Yeah.
So by this then in this verse the way in which these four obscurations have to be given up is described. Generally speaking, there are in terms of beings, there are those who have strong desire for existence. And Rinpoche says, of course, this does not mean that anybody would wish for the suffering of samsara, but there is the strong wish that one would obtain happiness within this existence. And then there are those who wish for freedom of existence, who in other words want to free themselves from the suffering of this samsara, then there are those who do not wish for either of them, neither for existence nor for freedom of existence. And the fact that there are these three types or kinds of beings, this is then the basis for the presence of four kinds of obscurations which arise within the stream of being of these beings, and these four kinds of obscurations need to be given up or eliminated. And these are hostility towards the Mahayana Dharma, in other words, that one does not like this teaching, one does not feel drawn to this teaching. The second is a view which considers the individual and so forth as a self, and so forth here means the individual and phenomena as a self, and that was the second. The third is the wish that one is afraid of the suffering of samsara, and out of this fear, one has the wish only for one's own peace and happiness, and one only strives for one's own happiness and benefit. And the fourth then is lack of concern with regard to the bringing about of the benefit of beings. In other words, one does not care whether other beings are well, but basically just cares for one's own welfare. And these then are in the given order, the conduct of those who have the cut-off disposition and strongly desire for existence, who are completely dominated by the wish for the happiness that this existence or future existences might offer, and secondly of those who have completely fallen into the samsara and have very strong desires, of the tirthikas who strive for liberation from existence, but who use or who apply a means which is not capable of bringing about this aim. In other words, when Muche says the mutekpas or tirthikas, they believe in the existence of a self, and since the belief in a self is the root of samsara, then they apply means which are not apt to free oneself of this samsara. And then fourthly, the obscuration of the Shravakas and Pratyeka Buddhas, who have the wish to gain freedom from existence and who also apply means which are apt to reach this aim. Because the Shravakas and Pratyeka Buddhas practice the meditation of non-self. They try to realize the non-existence of a self, and this is a means which would be capable to bring about freedom from existence. Then these are the four obscurations which hinder the direct manifestation of the Tathagata Garbha, or in other words, of the nature of the mind, and which is the fruit. And this fruit is true happiness, and the third is true happiness, and the fourth is true permanence. And then the first obscuration obscures or veils the aspect of the purity of the Dharmakaya. The second, in other words, strong desire obscures the aspect of the true self. The third obscures the aspect of true happiness, and the fourth obscures the aspect of true permanence of the Dharmakaya. And the causes then which would purify these four obscurations are great devotion, which would purify the obscuration consisting in hostility towards the Mahayana Dharma. No, the obscurations of wishing for existence, and the perfection of discriminating wisdom, which purifies the second obscuration, which is great desire. Then limitless samadhi, which purifies the third obscuration, that of the tirthikas, and the fourth would be great compassion, which purifies the obscuration of the Shravakas and Pratyeka Buddhas. And these then are the four qualities of the path.
Tene te ye nan nga tso tan tan de yong le long ju gen do de yong le long ke ne yang de chin par m jor ba la tene de yong te joma mlan ta ber chi go re de yong joma mlan ta ber chi na de yong long ke ne yang tene de chin ba cha ga ma re de yong le den par chi de long ke ne tene de chin ba te de ye nan ne de chin ba te cha si re.
And Rinpoche says, at present, we all very much cherish the pleasures of the senses, and so in order to avoid that we fall into the obscuration of those who are dominated by great desire, we should then try to recognize all the pleasures of the senses as, well, as being like an illusion. And because if, as long as we believe them to be truly existent or really existent, we would be in danger to fall into this obscuration.
Tini thikpa chenpi lola, tini chen de juma malam tawar. Ta gupi sena chen de la long ju gupi doyong yang juma malam tawar ta gogre. Ti tenla dorji thikpa lola, tini juma ta malam je nanjur ni te, ten kajipi lola naro chu doga nangni juma ta malam ni te chu ni re. Juma ta malam te gom goyo re. The Karasana Tendela, the Denbar came, but Namdo Dogu Chedo, the Nijoma Tamalam de Jun Bulagongo.
And Rinpoche says, in the view of the Mahayana, it is very important to view this life and also the sense pleasures experienced in this life as being like an illusion or a dream. And based upon this, Rinpoche says, then in the tradition of the Vajrayana, within the six dharmas of Naropa, there are methods in which there is a different practice, yoga practice, of magical illusion and of dream. And these methods then, one has to meditate in this way for a long time in order to eliminate the attachment which consists in the belief of in true existence of this life and its appearances.
Sanjay Chuchi, Matan Sam Danger, Devangan, Ninji Mamaji, Kain Teda Tupe, Jichi Say, his our song.
And then the second part explains the remedy by which one turns into a child of the Buddha. And this verse, the corresponding verse, then is those who have aspiration for the highest vehicle which acts as the seed, who have as their mother discriminating wisdom which fosters the Buddha qualities, who dwell within the womb of the happiness of meditative stability, and who have compassion for their nurse, those are the children of the Muni born as his heirs.
Then number low long colu jurbi jarpi heba yore. Jersey Rinpoche not doing a long jurb and colu jurbi japa yore. Colu jurbi se la pegan somebody. Corjur just said eh? Colu jurbi jarpi said eh? Chit jarpi dong zimbala, joy get sanguvo. kande chan gondo tangbo jyalpi saung gondo tani ti jyalpo ti tsumo tamba tsumo yabu di gondo tsumo ti ngar je ne manyamba ngar chung meba di gondo te mena se zin to gondo yang tsumo ngar le chi ne chi simba jyalpi se te koli jyalpo jyalpo te chi tsarpa chi se chi simba Take what chamber chula mobate, Zoba Sanje to combat tope, tene, da college of a sound rower. Ne look tope here up, Kanzak dame, but the chuja dami tope, ne look tope here up, and don't tope here up, ne, Sanje, chu ranga, juil, cheaper sepe, amandravota, matavota, college of a mandavore. Now can't do so. Take what chamber lola, Namkan zoji ting in the deva the dambe ting in Zingonia yore, Namkan zoji ting in the deva the dambe, some danger. Namkan zo las of some danger deva ne, some danger deva tongue, ting in the deva te, jiktinji deva le, tene, jiktinji deva le, shepherd the papa deva re, deva ne, presidimbe. Prabhupada sepa, converted sepa, jo embassy, na ngarjan ne tavatam. Seva simjin la seva ninja chimbo ne ji sing zi je, ji sing zi embassy na mama tavate, chu yele, te tavu, chu yam, jo yele jeba, jin kang imbate na sanjo sambare. Sanjo samba jarve se hi savate yinde. Jisu ji se jete, tope jisu ji hen, tope. Dong donji zin nobar seba neba ji sei ye dong sobar rom sero ya
and then the way in which one or we all will become a bodhisattva or a child of the Buddha then is here described by means of an example. And this example is the child or the son of the Chakravarti, of the universal monarch. And then in order that this child can be born and grow, then four causes are needed, which are first the seed of the king, then his flawless wife, her completely pure and womb which has no fault, and the extraordinary nurse which will nourish the growing child. And by those four causes, then the son of a Chakravartin gains, gains the capacity to be the successor of the king. And then in the same way, when one applies this example, then the devotion towards the Mahayana Dharma is the seed of the king. The discriminating wisdom which realizes the true nature, or in other words, which realizes the non-existence of a self of individual and phenomena, or which realizes the absolute truth, is the mother which, due to which the qualities of the Buddha come into existence. And since the happiness of the meditative stability, such as the treasury of space and so forth, and Rinpoche said, so within the Mahayana Dharma there are different meditations such as the which bring about happiness of samadhi, and this would be one of them. So since this meditative stability which is endowed with happiness, which should not be understood as an ordinary worldly happiness but as special happiness leads to the growth or the the growth of those qualities. It is like the womb, and since the great compassion nourishes whatever has come into existence, then it is similar to the nurse. Then those who have arisen from these four qualities, these are called a bodhisattva or a child of the Buddha, since they are born, so to speak, in his spiritual likeness, and they have the capacity to be his successor.
Tene jo ye nang ni thepa chenpe chu la mepa te pe sawon tan chongpe se na jo ye nang ni tangpo ka che ki te thepa chenpe chu la mepa re thepa chenpe chu la mepa te yang ka she che wa nga ma thepa chenpe chu nyam ni se pa la ten te rang yin ji thepa chenpe chu la mepa ye re ka she yang rang reg la ten yang rang yin ji mepa yang se gre te ma yin ba chu tene thepa chenpe chu la lob jong se Tekpa chenpe taba nambar taba hi, gomba nambar taba gomna, taba tsuwa taba la lobjong se ne tekpa chenpe taba hi na, tene tekpa chenpe chu la mipa yungre, di se na, tene tekpa chenpe chu la lobjong zo ya tekar chenpure.
And Rinpoche says, out of these four causes, then the devotion towards the Mahayana Dharma is not for no reason likened to the seed. It is the most important to start with. And Rinpoche says then in some individuals they will have a natural devotion towards the Mahayana Dharma due to former practice in former lives. And others again will have easily devotion towards the Mahayana Dharma due to their disposition. And then those who maybe do not have this devotion, so to speak, out of themselves, then Rinpoche says it would be very important to properly study and practice the Mahayana Dharma, because this then would lead to the development of such devotion. And Rinpoche says, if one just sits there and thinks, I want to reach the state of Buddhahood, and in order to be able to do that, I need devotion towards the Mahayana Dharma, then just by thinking like that, it will not arise. And therefore, it is very important to understand the meaning of the Mahayana Dharma well, and therefore it is very important to study it.
Dina danda jamgolo tun thaye jin de bi hisan zole taba nam ngi de danda jarka mam ke le jo yo re sa ba teb zo gre yuma te yang lo jo ya bu zo na te te kwa tin bi ta ba re be ha ko gre.
And among this, Rinpoche says, it is especially important to understand the view of the Mahayana Dharma well. And now Rinpoche says he has been teaching the chapter out of the text by Jamgon Lodretaya, The Treasury of Knowledge, the chapter on the views. And this will be translated into many languages and will be printed. And it would be very good to study this and gain a clear understanding of the
view.
And then again, if one studies this text, the Chulama, then one will gain a good understanding of the view as has been taught in the third turning of the wheel of the Dharma. The view of the Buddha nature.
Tanyang Atsundi.
Tenjo Lame Zavu Jirani Sanji Jiji Maidang Samtinji Deve Ngani Niji Mam
Tanda namja chuyinani danda ngovu tondan gyu tonde hie zavare.
And then Lamuchi says he has tonight explained out of this tenfold presentation, he's explained the first two points, which are the essence and the cause.
Ta togong hiya de kanga tsajin de gire.
And then we sing all of it from the beginning once more.
जैसे लाली ने लाली शब्दों में बंदे वो बातें दे दी।
And now we recite the dedication from the Jasi Lalin.
शब्दों में
बातें
दे दी। शब्दों में बातें दे दी। शब्दों में बातें दे दी।
Which is said then, to finish, we should shortly meditate on the four causes, which will free this Buddha nature of all the incidental stains. In other words, on devotion towards the Mahayana Dharma, highest discriminating wisdom, and compassion. And so then the fourth was Samadhi, so one should meditate in this state.
Tingjo Lamu Sawun Hiram ne Sanje Chuchi Matan Samdinje Devangani Ninji Mamaji Kainte da Tupajiji se.
More